Saint-Émilion. Saint-Émilion from the Plateau de la Madeleine. All photographs taken from the sail vantage point reveal a very different townscape from today. A view of the area before Gadet Road was dug out in 1871, shows the slope between the upper and lower parts of the town, with vine-planted terraces connected by many small stairways. During the Middle Ages, Madeleine accounted for a large share of the Saint-Émilion area. Unable to defend it, the Jurades ordered it to be razed around 1340 to prevent a possible attacker taking shelter there. The only building standing up was the small Chapelle de la Madeleine, which used to accompany St. Mary Church. Remains of the lattice door were recently unearthed in an archaeological dig. A large 11th century necropolis surrounded these places of worship. Tombs hewn in the rock are still visible on the side of the road. This cemetery, where Protestants and others were buried during the wars of religion, was used up to the Revolution. The fort of Villeneuve, owned by the Lescour land-owning family, was erected on the edge of the plateau. It was demolished by the Jurade at the same time as the rest of the Madeleine Quarter, then rebuilt in the middle of the 14th century and again during the 16th century, when it was renamed Château Ozone. The present building dates back to the 19th century. The small Font Gabon Valley below the Madeleine Plateau runs to La Gaffalière, where there was a leprous colony in the Middle Ages. The old Gascon word for leper was gaffe. The remains of a rich Gallo-Roman house with rooms decorated with sumptuous mosaics have also been excavated here. This palat, villa meaning palace, has traditionally been attributed to the Latin poet Ausonius, whose name inspired that of the chateau which overlooks the area.